Tonight's Shir Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Aleph Beis and Gimel, Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, Dinei HaKoreh VaHamakra, the halachas of the Baal Koreh and the Oyla, Sif Aleph, Tzarech Likrois Me'umet. Kriyas Torah is done standing up. V'afil Lismoich Atzma L'Koysel Ola Amud Aser, even to lean himself against a wall or a pillar is forbidden. Elam Kein Hu Baal Boser, unless he's very heavy and can't stand without it. The Chazan who stands with the Koreh, the Gaboyim who are by the Shulchan, the Baal Koreh, the Oyla, they're all standing. Mishtabura Sifkatan Aleph. Tzerech Lukos Me'umid. Kriya Satayra is done standing up. Hakriya Shekarim B'tzibur. The Kriya that we do in public. This is learned from the Pasuk. The Ibn Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, here you should stand with me. Implying that even the Ibn Hashem, who's saying over to Moshe Rabbeinu, was standing Kava Yochel. If so, Kol shekain shekol yisrael hoyu oyundim b'vnei emas hakadosh baruch hu hanoisin osa. Certainly, Klai Yisrael were standing in awe before Hakadosh Baruch Hu as He gave the Torah. V'armin and oyd, and we say further, k'shem shenitna be'ema, the same way the Torah was given with a sense of awe. Kach anu tzrichel ninigba be'ema. So too, we conduct ourselves that way when we learn Torah. If Kriyas HaTorah was done seated, Yotza, there would be Yotza, and Tzarech Lachzor, because it would not be necessary to repeat the Kriyas HaTorah. Sivkan Beis, Afilu Yismoch Atzma, even to lean on a wall, Hainu, Afilu Smicha Ketzas, even leaning a little, Shemi Notelo, so Dover Lo Yipol, he won't fall if you remove the item that he's leaning against. He's not putting most of his weight against it. It's also forbidden. To stand be'ema means you're standing entirely on your own. Sivkan gimel o la'amud, or leaning against a pillar. Hu shulchan hakriya kegavna, or the shulchan, the bima from which you lean. To lean on that's also a problem. Sivkan daled, el kenu bal basar, unless he's very heavy. V'adin chayla, or similarly if he's ill. Ozokin harbe, or very old. Shekosh lo amida bli smicha, it's hard for him to stand without support. Achi zoher, she yismach kasas, but even then he should be careful to only lean a little bit. V'lo yismach kol kach, at sheminot lo so dovo yipol. He shouldn't lean to the extent that if you'd remove the thing he's leaning against, he would fall over. V'im e'ef shelo yismach kiyam b'nizam. Let's say that's the only thing, the only way for him to stand is to lean with most of his weight being supported. V'tzorch sa'ad l'somcho, he needs help to be supported to stand up. Mutar gam b'zeh, that would be allowed. Ach lo yishon al hamapo shal hasulchan. But he shouldn't lean or recline on the cloth covering the shulchan. Shetashmish kedushahu, there's a level of kedusha that it serves the sefer Torah. Al shulchan atzmo, better to pick up the cloth and lean directly on the wood of the shulchan. Sifkan hei v'chein hachazan hakoreh. The Baal Koreh has to stand. V'adin haskach o'im ha'etzel ha'sevet Torah, and the Gabbai who's standing by the Sevet Torah, they're all standing. The Oyla, the Baal Koreh, the Gabbai. Od kosev shom. It's written further in the Shaar Ephraim. Pa'amim she'sevet Torah arucha u'gedola habe. There are times that the Sevet Torah is long. It's very large Sevet Torah. From the bottom to the top of the klaf, it's a tall Sefer Torah. V'akoyveh she'tzorech likros mitoch ha'ksav. Now the Baal Koreh is reading from the parchment, from the written word. V'chein ha'oyla, and the one who gets the aliyah. She'tzorech likros b'sefer Torah ma'ashem akru l'fon. If he has to see in the Sefer Torah what they're reading. V'likros ha'achav alachash. The oyla reads along quietly. V'i'ef shulehem likros b'rosh ha'daf. They can't see the top of the amud. Im lo k'she'shoychin atzmam samach sefer Torah. Unless they bend over to see the top. In the process, they're leaning on the shulchan. They shouldn't fall. We would allow that. Everyone sees. This is not an arrogance that he's leaning. That's when he's standing upright and he's leaning. But this one is not standing upright. He's bent over. He's leaning over. Amida be'emu, that's also called amida be'emu, that's also called awe. V'yachala amot samuch, so he could stand while leaning on the shulchan, because that is the way he's showing his emah, being able to see the ksav. V'chenet b'skan, the same is true of the gabai. Shal piroiv avodosahu, shul oiches biyana osumi kesef the horus in that kari be'ez ashur v'teva shomenot ata. You hear this, ma'isa? The gabai's job used to be to hold the silver yad and show the balkirei the row and the word that he's up to. It wasn't the balkirei who held the yad. The gabai held the yad. And he prompted the balkirei like that. That was his job. For the sometimes it's impossible unless he bends over and leads on the shulchan. Mutra, it's okay. If the gabai is pointing out where to go with the yad and he has to lean, it's also okay. Achi zoher. But he should be careful. That after he reads the lines from the top of the amud, they give a chatzi amud the korvel. Then you get down halfway or close to it. At that point, you can be perfectly fine without leaning on anything. Straighten up from being bent over. You shouldn't have to lean. That's the shy fine. So even though we will allow him to lean on the shulchan as he bends over to see the top lines, you gotta stop when you get low dumped down that he can stand upright and see the lines not bending over. See if Beis. Lo yikru shenayim. We do not want two people reading simultaneously. El ha'oyla kaire u'shiach seber shoseik. So the old days was the oyla read and the shiach seber is silent. Or vice versa, there's a designated balkoire who reads out loud, and the oila will read along, but quietly. But he has to read along with the shiach seber. His bracha should not be a bracha livatolo. But he should read very softly, that even he should not hear the words that he is saying. The Ramah adds, if he does hear what he says, it's not so bad. If it's not more than tefillah, we learn about simekuf aleph. Mishnah Berurah, sifkan vav, lo yikru shnayim, we cannot have two people reading from the Torah at the same time. The trei koli lo mishtamoy. The Gemara tells us that two voices are not heard. Sifkan zayin, shiach seba shosek. If the oiler reads himself, the shiach seber is silent. But if the oiler makes mistake in the pronunciation or the trop, the shiach seber can help him out quietly.
We correct trop.
Doesn't say correct him. Help him out. Helps him out. Sifkan ches. O shiach seber karei v'chulu. Or if the shiach seber is reading, then the oiler will read along quietly. Like our meaning today, the Baal Kori is going to lane, even though the oiler is an expert. It may be his bar mitzvah parsha, maybe he is also Baal Kori. It doesn't make a difference. We do not want to embarrass someone who does not know how to lane. Not to mention, there are many people who don't really know how to lane so well, how to pronounce the words, and how to do the trop. And they want to lane. They think they can. That's a problem. It could be that Tzibah is not even Yoitza with their Kriya. And if you don't let them lane, also the Insuya becomes a big machlokes. So he does have a low plug. No one lanes except the Balkaire, not the Oila, and that's it. Sifkan test the cross im shiach seber, but the oiler would read along with the shiach seber. Hayim b'tochek sav, reading from the parchment, reading the writing in the klaf. Sifkan yud levatolo, because you don't want the bracha to be a wasted bracha. It's not logical that the one who gets the aliyah should make a bracha for the shiach seber to read. He's made the bracha for himself to read. Sifkan yud alf b'nachas, but the oiler reads along quietly. He should read quietly because two voices are not heard. That only applies when you read out loud. But if you read quietly, it doesn't apply. Sifkan Yud Beis Liashmila Osif, he shouldn't hear himself. Ayin Beis Yosef, if you look in Beis Yosef, Shevi Sad Lazem is Sefer Hazoyah. He brings support to this position from the Sefer Hazoyah. Sifkan Yud Gimel, Vafilu Mashmia Vachulu, if he does say, if the Oyla does read the Psukim loud that he hears himself, it's also not so bad. What's the meaning to say? After Yosef Tov, Shalom Lashmila Osnov, even though ideally the better way is he shouldn't hear himself, whisper it. But if he does it, he himself, we're not going to worry. The other mitzvah, it's not worse than tefillah. Shetiknu gam kein belachash, the takana was to daven silently. Vafilu hachim hashmil ozim, and yet he hears himself. So too over here is the same thing as there. Now, this halacha that the oiler should read along, or else is a baruchel of atolo. So, lemaisa, not everyone reads along. We had the halacha of a suma who can't read bal peh, the ama oritz who can't read with the shliach tzibur. So the Be'er Halacha points out that based on our most psak in kufla mites, that we do call up a suma, we do call someone who's blind, we do call up an ama oritz, they can't read along. So why didn't Ramos say over here that l'didan, even if he can't read, shliach tzibur shaper dummy? So maybe he's relying on what he wrote in Kuflam and Tess, he didn't bother repeating it. But the Be'er Halacha is a chiddush, v'yosir nir eloyim, I think better. Dramo isn't relying on that allowance in general. It's only for the suma and ama oritz. It's for this person who's blind and the person who cannot read. Because if you don't call them up, they'll never get an aliyah. It'll be an embarrassment. It'll be bizyonis. It'll come to machlekes. But in our case, he knows how to read. But v'adei mechuyuv loyim emeshatz. If he knows how to read, he has to read. Someone who can has to do it. Ramah wrote it for someone who can't. For someone who can't, we'll give him an aliyah anyway. But someone who can definitely should read along and not rely on the Sheikh Siba's reading. I know that even though the halacha is if he's mashmir, if he hears himself, it's okay. It could be very irritating to the Balkoiri. Yes. I've heard from Balkoiris who get very mixed up when they start hearing the echo of the words. So one should really strive not to be heard when he is getting the aliyah. He should read along, but should not be heard. Se'if Gimel. Yeshno hagim lahamid misha makra lo'oyla milu b'milu. They had a minig where the oyla got the aliyah, and he would read, and someone would prompt him word for word. So the makra would say, and then he would say. And that's how you get through the aliyahs, that the oyla would read, and someone would say word for word. So Mishnah Berurah explains, once the makra finishes, the oyla would recite. What's the limit to say? The key would chain oym shnei basacha, since they're not saying it together at the same time. There's no problem of not hearing two voices. The Mechaber is saying there was a minig that addressed the issue of prompting the oyla to read, and it wasn't a chisar of trei koili because they were read one at a time. And the Mela, that wasn't a problem.